Hello, I'm Paul Olson. I'm the host of the Future of Pickleball show on the Selkirk TV channel. Welcome. I'm going to do a show today that's kind of spun off of an episode that we did just a couple of weeks ago, episode 44. I addressed the fact that I believe that pickleball could become the largest participation sport in the world. Into this show, I want to talk to you about Selkirk's amazing line of pickleball nets. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Selkirk has the perfect net for you. When you choose a Selkirk net, you're not just choosing any net. You're opting for the official net of the PPA Tour, where excellence meets professional play. With Selkirk's line of nets, you can play pickleball anywhere. Selkirk's range of nets cater to every player's needs, offering budget-friendly choices for casual enthusiasts and premium options for those who want a more competitive edge, ensuring quality play for all levels. I've got a Selkirk net myself, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. It's all about playing on your terms wherever you want. So if you love pickleball as much as I do, check out Selkirk's pickleball nets. Get the freedom to play anywhere and elevate your game with the net trusted by the pros. Selkirk's got you covered. If you're interested in getting a net of your own, go to selkirk.com/collections/nets. You can also find this link in the description of this show. All right, let's jump into it. I come from a pretty extensive business background, demographics, making determinations as to how we were driving our business always was based on the population, the gender, the ages, who was the market that we were trying to reach out to. As an example, in that show, I offered a case study of how Arizona in Phoenix has become an enormous pickleball center for a whole bunch of reasons. I talked about the fact that the international scene is coming up on a global basis and how that happens. In the show, I have referred to interviews that I've done. I've had 46 episodes of this show. I've interviewed many of the leaders of the sport and leaders in the industry. From that, I created a model as to what is the demographic value of pickleball and how did it make pickleball blow up? Well, it is that was covered. I got a lot of comments, probably more comments than I've ever gotten on any other show that I did. How big that those numbers are, how fast these things are going. And three primary issues that came up in my comment section was people were asking, well, is there one of the ages or one of the demographic groups that's going to be the biggest driver going forward? Another question was, how are kids going to discover pickleball with so many other sports options available to them? And the third question that was really commonly asked is, what are indicators that other nations around the world are going to follow the U.S. in this explosive growth of pickleball? I'm going to get into that. What I'd like you to do, if you enjoy this kind of content, hit the like, hit the subscribe button, push the bell for notifications, and you'll hear about these shows as they come up on a regular basis, and you'll be notified of them. All right, let's get back to it. When we look into how the sport is growing and where this secret sauce of pickleball comes from, it comes from the fact that we have such an extraordinary age range that are participating and enjoying the game. One of the first groups that we're going to talk about, and I'm going to start at the top age-wise and go down because that's really where pickleball came from. What I want to mention to you is that the 65-plus retiree group that's been a big, big part of pickleball represents about 50 million people, very involved in the health, wellness, fitness. These are all characteristics that fit into their needs in the market. The medical industry has begun to follow this because we're getting such great results in terms of how that group is benefiting from pickleball. The medical industry is working on all kinds of different things because the data is beginning to come in to support that. Of that 50 million people, I think over the next 4 to 6 years, we will have 20% of them involved, participating, enjoying some aspect of pickleball. That's a 10 million population total. I'm going to mention these numbers because when I get to the end of this, it'll kind of set the stage for where I think this huge participation will go. The next group is another part of the core of what has been pickleball's last 10 to 15 years. And that's the 50 to 65-year-old executive adult working group, people in the highest ends of their income brackets they're working in. That group represents about 43 million people. We already have probably 15 to 20% of them. I think we'll finish out with about 25% of them, or about 11 million people will be involved in doing that. The next group starts to go into where pickleball's growth has been coming from. So we're going to be at a standpoint that the idea of the 35 to 50 experienced older adults, that is a group that have very busy schedules. They're raising families. They're paying mortgages. They're running programs or they're running activities all day, every day that keep them very busy. Pickleball has served a beautiful purpose because it allows them to play in a participation sport that can often be open play. They can arrive when they choose to. They can leave when they choose to. They don't have to build another schedule component into their lives. One of the things that happens in the business world is golf, as an example, has been a great connector, bonder for people to be able to meet other people at social events and social conventions. I believe that pickleball is going to become that component at the business corporate meeting gathering situation. Two things that really fit into our model fabulously is the fact that it's very easy for somebody who's brand new to pickleball to be at a business conference and not be excluded from the sports activity. They can participate right away. They may not be great, but they can have fun and be part of the group. The other component is the fact that the gender neutrality of our sport is phenomenal. No sport that I know of has such a close gender neutrality. Women and men play very even in this game. It's such a beautiful thing, and it fits perfectly into the corporate bonding, a networking environment. There's actually a company that I've heard of that I'm looking into that has begun featuring, showing corporations how to run big, successful bonding situations, and they're doing it as a commercial enterprise. This group is really fun. It's about an 85 million population group. I think at the end of the day, we're going to probably have 20% of those people participating and involved in pickleball. That's about a 17 million population group. The next group in our conversation is really the 25 to 35 year old working adults. They're very busy. They've got a lot going on in their lives. Sometimes cost, economics are a factor. They're benefiting very much, or they're accessing very much, because we're not a real expensive sport. We don't have to be done in a country club. We don't have to be in an expensive indoor facility. Their busy schedules, the social aspects of the game, they are growing community. And this group of people begin to recognize that this sport is popular. It's fun. It's social. It's entertaining. It contributes to their lifestyle. When we look at this group, they pay a lot of attention to the fact that we've got a tremendous amount of celebrities have come into the game. We've got a lot of pro athletes that are retired that have come into pickleball, and they really, really like the game. I want to cover my numbers. So of that 41 million, I think we're going to have about 7% of that total population coming in for about another 3 million players. The final group is the young college kids or post-college. So take the 19 to 25 year olds. They're young, they're working, they're out there, they're socializing, they've got a lot going on in their lives. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to find a way to get exercise, get cardio, meet people, and have fun doing it. And that's really where pickleball has become phenomenal. That group is about 29 million people. It is, we'll get every bit of 20% of that group involved in pickleball here in the next few years. That's about a 6 million population group. Big, big, big number. And now the big one for me. I've been very interested and very involved in where youth pickleball is going to go and how it's going to come up. I want people to realize that this sport is going to be so good for young people as they get into it, because it does a lot of things that are needed in society today. We have problems with kids it's being reported nationally that there are close to 30% of our young people are falling into an obesity status. That leads to early diabetes. We've got to find a way to help that. There's another component that's going on societally that is being reported that children are losing some of their social skills because so much of their orientation is to computer screens and what they're doing with their thumbs on their telephones as a means of communicating. The idea of conversation has fallen out in being replaced by texting. The social aspect of pickleball can be such a cool component to this. Think about how neat it is for kids to be able to be playing a game, boys and girls playing evenly and equally and having a great time doing it. One of the other areas of pickleball that's a real asset and it's going to be very, very popular or very positive with parents is the safety of it. One of the things that happens in sports, and a lot of sports, take tackle football, take soccer, European football, lacrosse, hockey, they all have a fairly high incidence of concussions. Concussion protocols have become a big part of those sports. In the U.S., we've seen a significant decline in parents wanting to enroll their kids in tackle football because of the industry history of injuries that come with it. And they're valuing and they're saying, is this worthwhile for me to get my kid involved in this sport, where at the end of the day, they might actually have a lasting injury from it. So with that being said, I believe that all of the paddle and racket sports are going to continue to grow within that group. And interestingly, within the family units, you think about it, when we bring kids into this sport, and so let's say we only get 5% of the 73 million kids that are under 18 involved in the sport. When we do that, we not only bring that 3.5 million new players into the game, but I guarantee you we'll bring in at least one of their family members. So their involvement will bring a mom or a dad, a brother, a sister. They'll all come into the sport in that capacity. So then when we take that group of 7 million, what we've done is we've identified 51 million people in a population of 331 million that could be involved, interested, and paying attention to pickleball. That's monumental. I want to take an opportunity to just talk to you for a second about the show that I'm on. So Selkirk TV and the Selkirk TV app have been phenomenal for the sport of pickleball. Download it on your phone. There's the best aggregation of podcasters, coaches, teachers, live broadcasts of the PPA are done on your phone. Use the Selkirk TV app. I think you'll be amazed at how effective it can be for you. All right, I'm going to get back into this now. There's an interesting thing from the business world that I've watched very closely in pickleball, and that's the fact that its growth has been much more organic than media-driven. For years now, our sport has just chugged along, grown at incredible rates, and it came from an organic one person telling another person about their experience in pickleball. And I think that that is a magnificent component. When you think about it, you may have very well gotten into pickleball by somebody telling you about it, inviting you to let's give it a try. And then how many people did you experience new in the game by you inviting them? And then they got into it and enjoyed it. And they reached out to two or three of their friends and said, look at this cool new game that I found. That's where exponential growth comes from. And that is a key component as to why our sport has blown up the way that it is. There's a neat piece in pickleball also from a social, I think even societal standpoint, and that's the pickleball tournaments that we do. Our sport has some of the most fun, exciting pickleball tournaments, festivals, and they're of real magnitude. When I grew up, I played tennis my entire life. When I would play in a tennis tournament of over 100 players, that was a pretty good-sized tournament. That was well attended. We now have 500-player tournaments are routine. 1,000-player tournaments are blowing up, not only in the United States, but around the world. The U.S. Open in Naples, Florida was just held recently. They almost got to 5,000 players in one tournament. That is just insane. Well, when you think about it, people are getting into those things because they don't have to be elite level athletes to compete in it. They compete in their own level and they have fun doing it. They meet a lot of other people and they're part of the activity. That's the key piece that I think is going to drive participation in our sport, is at the end of the day, people like it. They like what it's doing for them and they like the community that it's engaging them in. When we think about this, this has all been going on in the United States. We're hearing that it's happening in other parts. So here's the thing to kind of keep in mind. What are the societal aspects in foreign countries that are similar to the U.S.? Do they have problems with keeping older people more physically active, where they need to be doing something to stay healthy? Do they have a sport that people who've come from a lifetime of athletics that just, they're not a kid anymore, but they like the idea of sports and athletics. Does this suit them? Has their body kind of worn out from their 30 years as a soccer player and they're a little bit beat up and they're looking for another way to get exercise? Think about sports around the world and what the cost is of getting young people involved in it. With our sport, the facilities can be put together quite economically compared to other sports. Kids themselves and their families can participate in this sport very economically. I'm hearing reports coming out of Africa that with pounded down surfaces, they're able to create court surface. They're using fishing nets to start off activities as the pickleball net, and they can fabricate wooden paddles from plywood. Those are the kind of things that allow people to get involved with this, that then lead them to seeing things on the internet and become engaged. But those are the things that are going to help our sport just absolutely blow up. What I want to do now is I want to kind of wrap a little bit of a bow around this. When you think about these numbers that I've been talking about, it's all here in the United States. Canada is about 10% the population of the United States, but it's having the same kind of meteoric growth that America is. Mexico is beginning to catch up. But let's think about this. If we get 5% of the world population, that's all America is. We're just we're not quite 5% of the world's population. If we can duplicate what's been happening in America, in Europe, Europe is twice the size. Europe is about 775 million people in Europe. There are sports or countries all over Europe that are experiencing pickleball, they're beginning to see exactly the same growth that we've seen in the U.S., maybe just a few years behind us. Now let's go to the really big ones. Let's look at India, China, Africa. Those countries and continents all have over a billion people on them, and pickleball is catching fire in those locations. I was just recently on a Zoom call where it was being discussed that in China, the Chinese government is interested in growing pickleball, not because they're concerned about being part of the world scene. They see the value for their society, all of the things that we've been talking about, as being beneficial to the human population of getting health, wellness, exercise, and community. They're getting behind it. And there's already numerous big pickleball centers that have already been built and are being planned throughout China. You're seeing why I have so much interest and so much excitement in this. The key elements, if you will, that I started my podcast 44 is I talked about the secret sauce, or what I call the elevator pitch in pickleball. And the elevator pitch is this. It's a sport that serves a community from 8 to 80. It's easy to learn. It's challenging to master. It's a social environment. It's fun. It's exciting. It's an easy way to meet people and have a good time. It serves your health, your wellness, your activity level. Mostly, it's gender neutral. We get women and men having a lovely time together. They play, they compete, they have an awfully good time. And it's multi-generational. And I want to spend just a moment on this multi-generational thing. I didn't cover this in my first podcast. When people say multi-generational, we're generally talking about old people, middle people, and young people. I agree with that. But more importantly, the multi-generational is it gives a way for people from who normally don't socialize together because they're from different generations, it gives them ways to socialize together. I'm going to tell you a quick story. When I was a kid, I was a young junior tennis player. I was a pretty good player. The first time the men from court one pointed at me and said, "Hey, kid, we need you down here until our fourth arrives." And they knew, they had been watching the juniors. They knew that I was a pretty good player. It gave me an opportunity for the first time in my life to meet other adult men who didn't know me because of my mom or dad, from my church or from my neighborhood. They wanted to know me because of my athletic skill set in a sport that they liked. I became friends with some of them. They really became mentors for me, and they helped me learn how to relate to older adult people that I didn't meet first through my parents. The multi-generational piece is so fabulous with pickleball. I'm an older guy. I get a chance to meet and play with people my kids' age. I'm now getting an opportunity occasionally to play with really young people, and they don't seem to care that I'm old. They like the fact that I'm a good pickleball player. We have fun together. Isn't that a cool component? How many things can other people say about their sports in that area? Those are the reasons that I think pickleball will become the largest participation sport in the world. If you agree with me, leave a note in the comments. If you don't agree with me, or if you have a different perspective, please leave your notes in the comments. That really helps me kind of decipher where I'm going to go with this show and who we're going to be interviewing and talking with. Thank you so much for joining me today on the future of pickleball. Bye-bye.